there I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And peal the bells more loud and deep. God is nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to men. The ringing, singing on its way, the world revolve from night to day. A voice, a chime, a chant sublime, peace on earth.
It happened approximately 18 years ago. The idea of offering a Christmas concert to the community, made up of well-known Valley and national musicians. It happened at the former Pennsylvania Stage Company Church, then operated by the former theater outlet. The first Lehigh Valley Christmas concert ever was a brilliant success. And so, on December the 1st, 2013, the 17th annual event will be held at Miller Symphony Hall. All your favorites will be there, with special appearances, and of course that all-star finale we eagerly await will top the show. From folk to jazz, to Celtic to blues, there is something for everyone. You were listening to Darlene Fanelli singing I Heard the Bells, which was offered a Christmas or two ago. You are totally tuned into WDIY FM 88.1 and HD Lehigh Valley Art Salon. And I remain George Miller, and along with my wife and co-host, Kate Scuffle, we chat today with the creators of Lehigh Valley Christmas Concert, Miriam Huertas and Mike Krasukas. Welcome.
Hello. I'm glad you remembered my name. Wow.
It's not a small thing. You should be glad.
Running joke. It's not a joke, actually. I forgot Kate's name one week on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, and I'm not hearing the end of it. I get
well, Harry,
mail.
It's great to be here.
Thank you. Well, here we are in another brilliant year, and I'm so glad to see Lehigh Valley Christmas Concert back again. Thank you very much for being the creators of this wonderful festival.
Well, thank you. Yeah. And thanks for being part of it a couple times over the years.
In fact, for those folks out there who have led sheltered lives or deprived lives.
Lived in caves, et cetera.
Exactly. Who have not been to a Lehigh Valley Christmas concert. Could you give us a quick backstory of how this came about and became such a holiday tradition here in the Valley?
Well, it did start in 1996 when not everyone had their own CDs, and so it was really a way of showcasing all the wonderful talent and the diverse talent that we have here in the Lehigh Valley. And so I always think that the holidays is such a wonderful time to gather people, and so that's how it was really initially born, and great idea it was.
It's interesting because I think it's always maintained, certainly as I've watched it over the years, moving to a couple different venues, large venues, you know, wonderful venues. It always still has that feel of gathering, like gathering friends,
yes,
gathering the musicians, that almost having a jam session. You know, a little more formal than that, but that feeling of warmth. And I think that's a big part of what sets it apart.
Yeah, as I've said before, that always comes across backstage, certainly. All the musicians really feel that, and I guess it comes across to the audience, too, that the musicians are really having a lot of fun doing this.
It does.
And a lot of people pick up extra people to play with them in the course of the night. And
it shows up on stage because it is true. Some of the musicians will say, oh, you know, I'll play with you. Okay, come on, you know. Yeah. And they actually join in on another band that they normally wouldn't play with, which is really makes it more exciting.
Including the mayor of Allentown.
Mayor Ed Pulaski.
Yes.
Amongst others.
Governor.
Accomplished drummer.
Soon to be governor, Ed Pulaski.
Yeah, actually, very good drummer.
He's a very good drummer.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
Good. What's interesting, too, getting to see not only folks like the mayor or Don Cunningham, folks that we know in the community and other walks of life, but like you said, getting to see the different musicians play together or people kind of jamming and enjoying. It's the thing that makes that live performance so special as opposed to just picking up a CD.
Yeah, live music.
Yeah. And coming from backstage, I just know how often that somebody will just end up playing with somebody. And that all happens back in the little rehearsal rooms that are part of the Symphony Hall there. And
I must mention really backstage, too. It is a joy. Is Donna Kistler going to be with us?
Never. When Donna quits, I quit. Stage manager extraordinaire.
Yes, absolutely.
And Gestapo.
It's wonderful, too. I know that there's always been. It's funny. I was thinking about that today. It is Thanksgiving Sunday. We can look forward to that every year. That's when it happens. And I thought, here's Thanksgiving. You have these couple days off. You spend time with your family. You eat. You relax. And it feels like it's almost the musician's Thanksgiving on Sunday. Everyone comes together. There's food. You've always been very generous. You feed people. You make them comfortable. And then you kind of ask the rest of us in. You know, it's kind of wonderful.
Yeah, that's a lovely way of looking at it. Originally, it didn't start there. Didn't it? This being our 17th year, we actually, in the last 6 years when I brought it to the Chamber of Commerce, we ended up with Miller Symphony Hall, then Allentown Symphony Hall. It really, because it was the date they had available, we took that Sunday before, you know, after Thanksgiving. It was always November, though, and it always bugged me a little bit because I always felt like it was a little too early. But this year it's December.
All right.
December 1st, we finally made it.
Made it back into December.
Exactly.
That's good.
It is our Thanksgiving.
I was going to say, it works as a kind of kickoff to this, that transition out of the one holiday to the next.
Yeah. In fact, I think it's always felt that over the years of doing it. We've done it at the Roxy Theater, and then we did it at Civic Hall for a long time, Civic Theater, 19th Street. And it was always kind of early because everybody, all the halls that we were dealing with were usually doing the Nutcracker, the other shows were going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we would kind of squeeze this in and we got used to being a little early in December.
Well, it is absolutely fantastic, the musicians that you have coming back and some new ones this year as well. And we welcome them all. If we have time, and we do, let's mention some of the groups that will be playing this year.
Well, you know, there's always the staple, which Blackwater and Jay Kaligas, James Super Band, Zen for Primates, the BC Combo. We've actually been able to get Hector Rosado, which is a Latin jazz group that it's really a large ensemble. It's actually called Siete. Siete means seven. Sometimes they bring five. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they bring ten. So it's a mysterious Siete. But you know, there are a lot of people who really you just feel like, oh my gosh, they have to be there. And but every year I try to bring in new talent as well. And that's something that Mike and I work more closely with and trying to always bring new people. And one group that Mike, I want him to talk about because he's always wanted Chris Simmons to be part of this. And he's always, I've actually never seen this myself. So, Mike.
Interesting.
Yeah.
For thrill.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I've known Chris a long time. I mean, a lot of people have. He's been doing this for a very long time, starting out, I think, at Godfrey's, or at least that's how I knew it a lot.
And that's the British Music Hall, right?
The British Music Hall, we said that. Chris Simmons in the British Music Hall and a lot of other local talent have been involved, a lot of singers and actors.
Mm-hmm. And Neil Heaver, our own WCIY Neil Heaver.
Exactly. Neil Heaver will be part of that this year on
Bob
stage.
Cohen.
That's right.
Part of it as well. Darlene Finelli, who has been, you know, with us with the Lehigh Valley Christmas for probably every single year.
Yeah.
So we always find a way of getting Darlene in it.
But the British Music Hall is new this year with the Lehigh Valley Christmas.
Yes. Okay, all right. That's new, as well as The Allen High School Double String Quartet.
Oh, wow.
And Larry Flynn, who is the music teacher at the Allentown School District. Just every year he just has some new ensemble that we just can't turn down. Mm-hmm. And they're always, you know, very talented young kids, and so we're happy to have them. Also new this year is Tiffany G and Frank DiBussolo group. And Frank is an accomplished jazz guitarist.
Yes, very good guitar player.
And I'm thinking, what else do we have here? Myron Haight?
Myron Haight is actually one of the co-owners of the Cosmopolitan.
Oh,
and he has been a rocker for many, many years. Mike's known him for a long time in his bands.
He's had many good bands over the years, and he hasn't played in a while, and he's been just talking about that. He's involved, you know, right across from the symphony, as a matter of fact. So, and I've known him for a while, and we just thought that would be nice for him to get
join
out and
us.
Play in front
Excellent.
Of people again.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And he's actually playing solo, so I'm really looking forward to that.
And I just have to go back. I'm curious. An evening in a British music hall.
I know.
Is it going to be the whole? For people that don't know, a handful of folks. It's not a band, really.
British music hall, you know, in its basic form, is kind of like vaudeville. I mean, it's the British version of what we know as vaudeville here, and it could be anything. And I have to tell you, I don't know what Chris is going to do. This was
interesting.
He was juggling things around. I know it'll be good and really interesting, but it is going to be, you know, a little bit of comedy and a little bit of acting and there's short amounts of little things, because our show is a little bit like vaudeville, where you go out and do it and then you get off.
You're on.
The old hook.
Next. And we've never given anyone the hook, though.
No.
We've always allowed them to finish.
No.
It's not like the gong show.
And all the musicians scamper up to the top floor of the Symphony Hall to have little snacks, I know.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And you always have great MCs. Who's in charge of making sure these musicians show up on stage and get introduced?
Well, that's Donna, the Gestapo. Well, Donna just keeps the show running, but the MCs really keep everything and keep the audience entertained and keep the whole show moving properly. And so we have Jeff Chambers from WDIY, I love Jeff. I love him as an MC. I think he's a wonderful radio personality and just has a great voice. And so I'm really thrilled to have him join us this year. And back is Dave Fry, who is also been with us for many, many years. My boss, Tony Ionelli, will be joining us again as an MC, as well as Don Cunningham, who both do a really good job, and Mayor Ed Pulaski, soon to be Governor Ed Pulaski. I hope you're out there listening, Govy.
And so I think it's something interesting, too, that to stress that it's really such a the atmosphere is just a wonder. What's a real family event? Although kind of, but not sugary sweet, the adults are going to fall asleep kind of evening. That's what's wonderful about it. It's all these different genres of music. It's wonderful. It's funny. It's smart. And I think that, too, for just looking at some of the, things the tour sometimes around the holidays, and are very, very much geared towards children, as they should be.
Mm-hmm.
As they should be. There's something wonderful about this that I always look forward to, that it's not,
less big kids.
It really is. We initially, when we started it, we had that thought that this isn't really going to be a children's thing at all. Yeah. It was more for adults and
Or really smart kids. I mean, there are a lot of kids who
come
with their families.
Right.
And,
but
as long as they can hang.
Yeah.
It's a 3-hour plus show. So.
Yeah. But it's always been on that edge of, you know, that kind of thing. It's a couple of things. It's not, you know, even the religious aspects that are on it. It's very secular in its outlook, and it's all, you know, non-denominational to a degree. It's always been more of a holiday celebration. Over the years.
And a community celebration, I think.
Exactly.
We were talking about earlier, that it really is about bringing the community together. And that's why it's a Lehigh Valley Christmas, because it's a big, talented Lehigh Valley that we live in. And so that's really important.
The big question is, what's going to happen next year? But you're not going to find out, because we really need to take a short break. This is Lehigh Valley Art Salon, and we'll be right back after this melodious message just for you.
For program support on WDIY, we thank Touchstone Theater, presenting Christmas City Follies Thursday, December 5th through the 22nd at Touchstone Theater. A Bethlehem holiday tradition, this Touchstone Theater Ensemble created classic yet again reimagines what the holidays are all about with music, wit, and holiday hijinks. For information, 610-867-1689 or touchstone.org.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping. I've brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying. My dear, we're still goodbying. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. We're still goodbying. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
That was the intriguing T. Roth voice on Let It Snow on one of the Lehigh Valley Christmas concert CDs. And T. will be there with Zen for Primates certainly this year again. You're listening to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. This is George Miller and Kate Scuffle. And we are chatting today with the Lehigh Valley Christmas concert creators, Miriam. See, I almost forgot again. Miriam Huertas and Mike Krasukas. Why does that happen in the middle of a live radio broadcast? Huh?
That's life, whole, it's life, man.
It's a whole other conversation.
I think we only have till 6:26, George.
Yes, you're right.
It's another show. Before we go on, we actually should remind folks. Miriam, could you tell us how folks go about getting tickets? Because we are going to run out of time.
Yeah, absolutely. The tickets you get through Miller Symphony Hall, and it's through the Miller Symphony Hall box office. You could call 610-432-6715 or online at allentownsymphony.org/lvxmax.aspx. But you could just go, you know, you Google it website. In for Lehigh Valley Christmas Concert. And
you can also buy tickets at the
too.
Door, right?
Yes, I'm hoping. Yeah, I'm hoping there'll be tickets left at the door, sure.
And you've got, I can see on the poster, a ton of sponsors. Again, it really indicates how embraced this is by the community.
It really is. That was the big brainchild of bringing it to the chamber because, you know, our lifeblood is obviously our sponsors. And so we have so many wonderful people who have supported us again this year, and we are indeed grateful.
I was going to say, looking back over the years, cause it's hard to, I mean, 17 years, that makes me kind of like, because I was there at the first one. It can't be 17 years. But I guess it is. look at casting.
You were 10.
Thank you. Casting our minds back. We were talking earlier about some songs. Because one of the things that sets the concert apart is you're also seeing these wonderful musicians, Lehigh Valley musicians, your favorites, but reinterpreting and kind of putting their own special stamp on a lot of standards, a lot of carols, a lot of holiday music. What would be some of the more unusual requests you've had? Is there something that gets requested a lot? Things that have surprised you? I know, and one thing I want to ask, I know the finale often is not necessarily a Christmas song, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, that's kind of happened over the years, the finale has become usually not that. It's kind of a more statement. It's always a kind of a spiritual song or something that has a lot of guts to it and is emotional, but you know, it's not specifically a holiday song.
This year you will be crying.
We were talking about it.
I've heard, and I always cry out there.
We all do look forward to that finale. You know that.
It is
everybody is wondering out in the audience.
What have some of the finales been in the past?
We've done Imagine. Yeah. Some things like that.
Peace, Love, and Understanding.
Has
we did
been
Hallelujah
done.
Last year.
Hallelujah,
which was
the
brilliant.
The Hallelujah by Leonard Cohen as opposed to the. The handle. And harder to put together.
Exactly.
But we really have always tried to keep it. The We Are the World
type, kind of an anthemic end to the evening. But
Kate, I think you were also asking the question or making the comment about how. After 17 years, there's going to be a repeat of a song.
I would wonder. Yeah.
Well, one of the things you were mentioning, I think, is the fact that the renditions that are done by all these different stylistic things and different genres is you barely can sometimes tell that it happened. In fact, one year we had the same song on the same CD that we produced and didn't even really notice it until we were going to production on it.
Because of the style. Right?
Yeah, it was done so differently. Yeah. Come O Come Emmanuel was done by two people and it was just, you know, quite different. We didn't notice it. But so
we freaked out for a moment, but we got past it.
Well, one was a kind of a gospel, quite big...
Another one was a very modern kind of folkish, you know, singer-songwriter Take version, on. Like a upbeat thing, and they were very different sounding, but...
And I remember there's another one. There was Here Comes Santa Claus, I think, was
Yeah,
done.
That's been done.
A little styling.
Blackwater did it in a
Celtic versions. There's been little funkier versions. And that's happened a lot. And
instrumental. Mm-hmm. I love that. When people take it and do an instrumental with jazz.
Yeah, a lot of the jazz bands will play that and you know, it doesn't. I don't think never been a feeling. I've often said after the Come Emmanuel thing, we should just do a whole album where everybody does Oh Come Emmanuel. We'll do 12 different versions of it. And
that actually would be interesting.
Yeah.
Because the mix you bring aboard is so wonderfully different. I don't mean that to sound, I mean, that sounds obvious, but it's not. Yeah. I mean, it has to be a little bit tricky, actually. Because I'm assuming that getting the mix right is a delicate balance.
Yeah, in the course of the evening, in fact, we try to schedule the whole run of the show to be, you know, drastically different from act to act, where you're just, you know, kind of challenging people to think, well, you like that? Do you like this?
And it's true. And if you didn't like or love, you know, the person you're hearing now, and the next one comes on, and you are going to love it. And so there is really something for everyone. I really do believe that. And the show is so fast paced, and so it really moves quickly. And if you got bored for those last two songs, stay tuned. There's going to be more.
I'm not hesitant. It's rarely that we get Mike Krasukas in the studio, so I would like to. Mention Zen for Primates again, because Zen has been going now for how many years?
25.
We just had a 25th anniversary.
And at the risk of embarrassing you, you are also a composer, and a composer of some shows at Muhlenberg and Selke Theater, and you play in some areas, I think, and venues throughout the Lehigh Valley.
Like there's an upcoming show when...
Yeah, after this Christmas concert, Zen for Primates will be at Godfrey's for something we've been doing for many years now. We have a Christmas show now called the Big Red Ball, because she'll have got a big red Christmas ball for everyone to wear. Yeah.
That's another but it's a really nice show because they do not only their normal repertoire, but they also really do all their holiday tunes as well, and it's just makes it even more interesting.
And the date on that, I don't know.
The date on that is Saturday, December 7th.
Okay, a week later, roughly.
A week later,
Well, we're so excited about the Lehigh Valley Christmas in concert again at Miller Symphony Hall. So we are looking forward to it, especially the finale, and the great work that that you actually do over all of these years. You know, the introduction was it happened originally at the former Pennsylvania Stage Company, then operated by the former Theater Outlet. Well, unfortunately, neither one of those are here anymore.
And you are.
But you are.
Yay!
And we thank
tradition!
You. We thank you very, very much for that. And we wish that you go on and continue to do this kind of work a long time in the future. Hey, 2020 is coming up. Think about what you can do then. Wow, that would be great. Special thanks, really, to our maestro and masterful engineer, Steve Aronson, a musical master of the public radio waves and the keeper of the silver microphones. Thank you, Uncle Steve, for being there. and we thank you, Mike and Miriam, for being here with us. And Lehigh
Valley. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
We'll see you on December 1st.
Yeah.